to the people that are assembled in those groups and those various groups, the people at the factory, they'll understand this. They're not going to believe me. Just so and the various people assembled in these groups are going to be horrified by what he tries to do, but they would never believe me. So that they understand, like, what the options are. I could present, you know, stuff that he's done, the things that he's trying to do, the containment. I could explain it to him. I could spend years explaining what he's done. But there would be, you know, people that were, you know, in their own self-interest, that were opportunists, that were lying and saying things, you know, just contradictory to whatever I was explaining, to trying to get, you know, benefiting themselves, people that didn't want to believe it, people that are stuck in story functionality. So what we're going to do is, Hughes thinks that they won, that him and Trump won. Me, Elon, a little ninja girl, our group of people, we lost. Elon's leaving. I'm stuck in a story like Limbaugh where I'm ghost showed and I have to do some ghost show like, you know, photography podcast, and that's all I get to do. And that he took me and he won. And we are going to focus everybody in those assembled groups on what he's about to try to do. And Hughes is about to try to implement his final solution. Over the next few weeks, he's going to do a bunch of things in front of a lot of people that is going to be, you know, getting rid of people, forcing people into certain things, basically building his homosexual sodomite utopia, eliminating the girls, you know, murdering a bunch of children, all of the things that he's been doing up to this point. It's not an unnecessary thing that won't be able to be justified, you know, when we're looking back on this after we move forward. This is the conclusion to the entire colonization process. And over, you know, 50 expansion planets, 50 colonization planets, and hundreds of planets for various other empires and kingdoms and stuff. That's the mental illness that caused the most problems throughout the entire process. And Hughes's father was the, you know, most dangerous person with that mental illness at that moment in time, rampaging through that criminal organization, which is why Hughes is, you know, who he is in this process. So I'm going to take full responsibility, and this is a very serious thing. This is an incredibly serious thing. As we conclude, all of the leaders have made a unanimous decision to move forward. This is very exciting. All of the leaders. And when I say all of the leaders, I mean literally all of the leaders from the colonization planets, every colonization planet, and every empire represented on Earth through the various empires. All of the leaders have, you know, voted to move forward and confirmed and entered into their final deals. So the way that this is going to conclude and how we're going to move forward is, over the next few weeks, we're not going to, you know, spring a trap on Hughes where I confront him and a bunch of Nazis confront him and he gets busted for the breeding scandal. They need to understand this. The people in those groups, some of them want revenge. You're not going to get revenge. You're in a colonization process. Hughes is bound to the decisions that that his father made. All of you are bound to the decisions that your grandparents or great-grandparents or parents made in the larger humanity. You're in roles acting out decisions. And yes, you're customizing those decisions, but you're contained in roles. You're not going to get revenge. And I'm going to tell all of you this once. I'm only going to tell you this once. If you decide to try to get revenge or you have tantrums because you don't like the outcome, you will not get to participate. Hughes is going to be exposed and processed out. He is going to be exposed, you know, rendered unconscious, and very peacefully processed out, and none of you will ever see him again. He is going to live a very peaceful life on Earth. None of you will ever see him again until he exits. He's going to exit Earth. And he's going to go back into one of the empires. He's not going to stay in the colonization process. The decisions have been made in the larger humanity that he is going to be exited from the colonization process as, you know, at the first opportunity, which may be sooner than a lot of you think. So he's going to be processed out in the next few weeks after he shows everybody by trying to do whatever. Well, they're going to be disappointed. None of you are going to get to confront him. And let me be very clear about this, because I am going to have to kick some people out of the process because of it. If you have a tantrum because you're not going to get to confront him, Hughes didn't make the decisions. He was acting out decisions made by his father and mistakes made by your grandparents. So if you have tantrums because you don't like how it's being concluded, you wanting revenge against Hughes is not a priority. You're a fucking criminal. You're a legacy of a criminal. Contained in a colonization process, I'm going to give you a choice. And you're going to make that choice over the next few weeks. And you sit down, you keep your mouth shut, and you listen to me. You can continue on in the colonization process, and you can earn involvement if you want. And if you don't, you will exit the colonization process and be sent back to where you came from. And believe me, you are not going to be well received there. If you think what Hughes did to you is bad, when you find out what your fucking father did to planets full of people across numerous empires, you're going to be fucking shocked. What Hughes did to you is fucking nothing compared to what your father has done to people over a very long period of time. I have no fucking sympathy for you. None whatsoever. You're the legacy of the worst criminal in the largest criminal organization in the larger humanity. You're not a king. You're not a god. You're not even a leader. You've been playing a role in a colonization process. If you want to earn involvement and you want to stay in the colonization process, you can. Otherwise, you'll exit with Hughes. And you will go back to where you came from. And you will not be well received. You are hated on Earth by almost everyone. You have no power. You have no influence. You are not a leader. And almost everyone in this process fucking hates you. Not because I want to, but because it's my obligation and my professional responsibility. If you choose to earn involvement, I will help you earn involvement. From the bottom, you work your way in. Or maybe the smart thing for you, you exit the colonization process and you exit Earth to first available opportunity. I'm going to give you a little while to make your decision, months. I'm going to give you some months to do a little bit of reflection on your life in containment, in the various roles you've played in the colonization, because this is the first real decision that you've got to make for yourself. And this is your own decision. And the decision that you make is going to affect the rest of your life in a very real way. It's going to have the biggest effect of any decision that you have ever made in your entire life. So over the next few months, people are going to explain to you, the real leaders, or the representatives of the real leaders, are going to explain to you so you understand the situation that you're in, where you came from. You are, in fact, one of the younger sons of the worst criminal that has done the most damage to humanity. You are entitled to nothing. You have been playing a role in a colonization process. And over the next few months, you will decide whether you want to, from the bottom, whether you want to work your way in and earn involvement or exit the colonization process and exit Earth and go back to where you came from. You were brought here, genetic material. And you can just as easily be sent back there where you will not be well received. And you will probably have to exit there for somewhere else. But that's not the responsibility of the colonization process. That's the responsibility of the administrators and the criminal justice system from where you came from. You're not going to be dealing with me directly or any of the real leaders directly unless you decide to earn involvement. And if you do, I'll be notified many, many months from now, and I will have to deal with you. And you may not like dealing with me. I don't like you at all. And it might be better if you do exit the colonization process now. But if you do choose to continue on here, I will have to help you later. And it will be much later. There will be a notification. I will give you a short message. And many, many decades from now, I will have to deal with you. And if you do make that decision, as unlikely as it may be, I'm hopeful that you'll have become a better person by then. So you make your decision over the next few months. And this is the audience that you requested with the highest ranking administrator on this planet. You will not get another audience with an administrator.